USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has postponed his trip to China, that after a high-altitude Chinese spy balloon was discovered flying over the U.S. earlier this week.
The U.S. military has been tracking the balloon since Tuesday. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
My call with Director Wang Yi, I made clear that the presence of this surveillance balloon in U.S. airspace is a clear violation of U.S. sovereignty and international law.
While the U.S. has described it as a surveillance balloon, China said it was a weather research balloon that had blown off course.
We're confident this is a Chinese surveillance balloon.
I'm Dave Collins.
The Pentagon says a second Chinese spy balloon is currently moving across Latin America. Defense officials said it does not appear to be moving toward the U.S. It'll be an all-out freeze-out for millions across the American Northeast to start the weekend. Freezing temps will get as low as 32 below zero across the region with heavy winds. However, there is some good news on the horizon for those folks.
By the time the second half of the weekend rolls around, it's going to feel balmy for some if you put it into perspective with what we're dealing with tomorrow.
NBC meteorologist Angie Lastman. January's jobs report is blowing past expectations. There were 517,000 jobs created last month. President Biden says that adds to a record total of jobs added on his administration's watch so far.
Add that all up, it means we've created 12 million jobs since I took office. That means we have created more jobs in 2 years than any presidential term.
The unemployment rate for January was 3.4%, a more than 50-year record low. The NFL says there were 149 concussions during this past regular season. That's a jump of 18% from the 2021 campaign. Arguably, the most scrutinized case was that of Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The family of Amir Locke filing a lawsuit 1 year after he was killed by police conducting a no-knock warrant in Minneapolis. Locke was sleeping on a couch in an apartment when officers broke through the door in search of a murder suspect. Locke was not the suspect, but he was fatally shot within 9 seconds after reaching for a gun he legally owned. Today, attorney Ben Crump filed the civil lawsuit against the city, police department, and officer Mark Hanneman. President Biden is highlighting new water infrastructure upgrades and lead pipe replacements set to take place in Philadelphia.
You know, the issue has to do with basic dignity. Every American deserves to be able to turn on their water tap or faucet and be able to drink clean water.
While speaking at a water treatment plant, Biden announced $160 million in funds will be used to upgrade water facilities and replace 20 miles of lead service lines. Former Vice President Mike Pence says there are, quote, modest reforms that can be made to entitlements. While speaking in Washington, D.C., Pence said he believes the day could come when the U.S. replaces the New Deal with a better deal. He floated the idea of giving younger Americans the ability to take part of their Social Security withholdings and put that into a private savings account. The conversation comes as Republican leaders in the House have said they will not touch entitlements in their quest to cut federal spending. Pence, a possible contender for the Republican presidential nomination in 2024. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.